the follower number doesn't matter, but it's that launch pad. It's that launch pad of impact, that launch pad of influence, that launch pad of perceptive awareness that people have to want you to be the solution provider for them. And that is what I teach people how to implement in their business.
Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started.
I actually have my Ooh David mug, which is my nod to Schitt's Creek, in my hand right now. And I'm drinking my lovely coffee. And, you know, not only do I love the show Schitt's Creek, and I love Dan Levy, who plays David in Schitt's Creek, which is, and you know, Alexis, who always says, "Ooh, David." If you have not seen this show, like, go right now or after this podcast episode and start watching Schitt's Creek. It's amazing. But one of the reasons why I love this show so much is really the story behind the show. You know, Dan Levy was someone who had never really created a show before. He had never really written a show, a comedic show like this. He had never starred in one. He had never been a part of it at this capacity, but he had this idea. He had this idea of what he thought could be the future of comedic storytelling. And that idea sparked this energy within him to make it happen. And I'm kind of channeling some of that inspiration today as I hold my mug, because I feel like really using our energy to move forward is so key in the time and place that we're in. It is so easy to keep doing what we've always been doing, right? Or it's so easy to kind of say to ourselves, well, I've done it once, so I can do it again. But how is that getting you to where you want to go? How is that helping you become the person that you want to be in the future? So this episode today is really about how are we taking our vision and our passion and our purpose and actually using it as fuel to step into this future that we want for ourselves, even if we've never done it before, right? Just like Dan Levy, even if we're like, we don't know how this is going to happen, but this is the idea, this is the vision. And I think that it's so important to talk about that in that future tense, because the past has already served us and it's in the past for a reason. And, you know, we kind of take what we like and we leave the rest from our past, but we don't need to be living and making choices and making decisions based on our past. We need to be making choices and decisions based on how we want our future to look like, to feel like in our lives and in our business. And so I'm going to talk about that today, and I'm going to break it down in 5 steps on how you can start showing up today and in the future to up-level your influence, to grow your audience, and to establish yourself as this global leader who makes a lot of money, if that's what you want to do, because I am someone who helps people that don't want to work for anybody else anymore start working for themselves and make a lot of money doing it. And so we're going to be diving in that today. And I kind of, you know, if this is your first time with us here on the podcast, I want to welcome you first and let you know that I have been doing this podcast, which is so cool, since 2017. So we are going on, you know, 4 years of showing up consistently every single week, providing content to this incredible community that I get to talk to every week. You guys are so amazing. You're so awesome. If you've been with me since the beginning, thank you. If you're just tuning in, welcome. And the focus that I have today, and really the focus that I have with a lot of my episodes, is to help listeners create and grow a profitable brand that builds impact and influence in their lives that they are super proud of. And to really help people become that household name that they want to become. And most importantly, to help people make millions of dollars doing it, because I am someone that believes that money is important for growth, not just for material things, but money is important for you to live the life to your fullest. It's what allows you to not only take care and support yourself and your loved ones, but it allows you to give back to charities that mean a lot to you. It allows you to, you know, really set the stage in how you want your lifestyle to be. And money is that exchange of energy, right? And so the more that we have of it, the more that we can exchange and put more bountiful and abundant energy into the world. So I talk a lot about money and why it's so important at this deeper core level. And so if you don't think money is very important, or you don't like to make a lot of money, this episode is probably not for you. I'm probably not for you, because I'm really about how do we impact to our fullest. And the more money that we have, the more impact that we can create and the more change that we can make in the world. That's how it goes. So with all of that said, over the next few weeks, I am going to be sharing with you the exact steps that you need to take to grow a following, to be seen as a major player in your niche, and to create the income that you truly desire doing what you love to do. And it's all without settling for scraps, burning out, you know, feeling like you have to be or act like someone else to do it. Or worst of all, struggling for years with no results. Ain't nobody got time for that anymore. That's in the past, right? We're looking to the future. And I'm also going to be sharing with you an action step that I see most successful people make that gives them the biggest impact and the biggest profits. And I'm going to show you exactly what they do so you can replicate that success to reignite and sustain your own growth and impact. So if you are a creative or passionate or entrepreneurial person who wants to start a brand or a business, who does not want to work for anyone else, and who wants to make a lot of money doing it, then stick around, because you are about to discover why doing these five simple steps can literally create unlimited growth for you without having to try to beat some kooky algorithm or feel like you need all the clients in the world or feel like you have to beat your head over a wall.
My friends, I have been getting lots of questions lately about what happens after enrolling in things like courses or programs or coaching trainings and yet still needing help. Because I get it. A lot of times we will dive into some brilliant strategies that are out there, but once it comes to the actual implementation of what we're trying to grow and build, it can get a little hairy. Which is why I'm excited to announce that my team and I are putting the finishing touches on a brand new support container, which will allow you and I to work one-on-one with my team and in community to grow your offers, your revenue, and your brand. So if this is a season where you are really focusing in on growing your revenue and doing that through strategies like building out offers, better brand partnerships, wanting to build out a larger sales channel to really feed the greater business ecosystem that you have, to set up automations and systems and funnels so you can actually get paid without having to physically be somewhere, you are going to love this experience. In the weeds of implementation, it is so easy to get lost, which is why I'm so excited to finally have the own infrastructure in my team to offer a more done with you or done for you approach to what it is you're going to be learning. Essentially, me and my team become your team. You can take everything that we're going to be giving you, which is essentially what I did to build out the multi seven-figure business that I have today, and then we can build that out with you, or you can have me and my team build it all out for you. So if you want to be one of the first into this amazing experience, you can go to the link in the show notes and apply. There is no pressure in joining by filling this out. This is just an opportunity for you to really learn what's happening and what's going on with this new incredible experience. I am so excited to be sharing more. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/interest, or again, just click that link in the show notes, juliesolomon.net/interest.
Now, I'm going to be straight with you. There have been some major growth and changes that have happened in this online space, right? This is the space that I'm in. You know, I teach people how to use traditional marketing in the online space to grow their brand and business. As a matter of fact, there's a good chance that this entire landscape will look completely different this time next year, because it looks completely different now than it did last year, right? So again, future focus. I'm going to dive into some of those changes in just a moment, but I'm mentioning this now because it's really important that you start implementing the 5 steps that I'm going to share, but also start thinking and feeling as the person that you need and want to be in the future to get the results that you want today. The 7-figure business that I run today. And I actually hit 7 figures with less than 100,000 followers. I think I hit 7 figures with less than 50,000 followers. So the follower number doesn't matter, but it's that launch pad. It's that launch pad of impact, that launch pad of influence, that launch pad of perceptive awareness that people have to want you to be the solution provider for them. And that is what I teach people how to implement in their business. And that is what I coach on. And that is why we have to constantly be future focused, because the launch pad that served us in the past is not necessarily going to keep serving us, right? It was what we needed to get there, but now we're here, right? Now, also with that said, influencer growth and creating a profitable business and brand is not something that just happens to people. Like, no matter what you think you see happening, it takes a lot of time and work. And most importantly, it takes the right direction and the right support system, the right community of people, the right energy of people, the right coaches. Just like every television show, right? We'll take Schitt's Creek, for example, has a crew, right? That we never saw on screen. Successful brands and business require a lot of unseen work. There's a lot of back-end planning and strategy and tactics and mindset work that goes on behind the scenes. And here is what is so freaking awesome about that. Brand and entrepreneurial growth, influencer growth, is something that you have the power today to create if you want, and or to change for yourself. Yes, it's, you know, strategic hard work, but it doesn't have to be this hard choice. If you really truly want to see your impact grow, your follower count rise, your customer base grow, your clients grow, if you want to secure bigger and better opportunities and sponsorships, if you want to make more money, if you want to create your own products and services, and if you want to build something that's truly sustainable, that can help you achieve all of your life goals, then you can do this. And here's the thing. I've been on the front lines of influencer growth, of business growth, of marketing growth since 2013. And that's why a lot of people kind of call me the go-to for this information, because I myself have succeeded and failed and tested and retested and tweaked and revamped and recalculated, fallen flat on my face, all the things. But I got up and I consistently tried again and again and again. And because of that, I grew every step of the way. Now, I talk a lot about, you know, what kind of keeps you focused in that. I had an episode come out, I believe it was episode number 182, and it was all about the power of purpose. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, go back and take a listen to it. But because of my power of purpose, I was able to have that consistency because I had a future focus. Now, I'm here today to walk alongside you and to support you and to help make your journey as easy as possible for you by teaching you everything that I've learned. And now you might be thinking that you just need more blank, right? More followers or more partnerships or more brand deals or more customers or whatever, or the exact perfect content in order to see the growth that you've been dreaming about. But in fact, your impact and your influence goes deeper than all of that. So let me explain. What I feel like influence means at its core value is to persuade, right? To have the power to inspire action and to sway the choices of another person or a group of people. And the more that you can do that, the more impact that you have. And the more impact that you have, the more value that people see that you have. And the more value that you have, the more money that you make. That's how this works. But becoming an influential person is about more than just that. It's about becoming the person that you need to be today in order to positively impact another person for years to come. So to me, that idea of influence, it really means to awaken that magic that's inside you that encourages your power and your determination to be able to create and perform and share in your most connected way possible. Now, I want to pose a question to you, and I want you to think about it. And I'll give you what my answer is, or what I've really discovered the answer is. What is the difference between successful people who thrive, who make offers, who know what their purpose is, so they can make more offers, who have that value piece, who have that impact piece, who have that influential piece, and who make a lot of money doing what they love? What is the difference between those people and then the people who continue to struggle without any results? Well, one of the main differences that I have seen is what I have called, what I've coined, influential foundations. The most successful people that I know have these influential foundations in place that literally attract, build, serve, and grow their community in a major way. And it wasn't until I implemented these influential foundations that I saw the most growth and impact, not only in my own brand and my own following and my own revenue, but for all of my students, for all of my members as well. And that's when I knew, like, okay, I got to get this out into the world in a much bigger way. And so the way that I do that now is through my accelerator program. You know, I lay those influential foundations so all of my amazing students and members can also integrate this into their own business and brand and like have the best life that they can possibly imagine. So keep in mind though, that I don't have an MBA. I don't have hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram. You know, I don't have, a massive degree in teaching this stuff. I don't even know a whole lot about social media when it comes to things like data and metrics and ads, right? Like I got to farm that stuff out. But what I do know and what I do have is clear-cut expertise and personal experience, over 13 years of personal experience, in growing this seven-figure career off of impact and influence from scratch, right? Like when I started this thing back in 2013, I had no purpose, I had no strategy, I had no followers, I had no brand deals, I had no product and service, I had no accelerator program, I wasn't coaching, I had no clue what I was destined to create. You know, I had just moved to LA from Nashville. I had my new husband. I was pregnant with our first child. I was this new mom in this new city. I had no idea how to do anything. But in just 3 years, I started earning multiple six figures. And then I've been doubling that every year since. And it was through my experience and my willingness to learn these steps and learn these strategies that I'm about to walk you through today. So what you're going to learn is that you can genuinely create a brand that sustains your lifestyle, your dreams, that allows you to buy a house, that allows you to start a family, that allows you to pay off college debt. And it doesn't require you to focus primarily on the size of your audience or a following number. It doesn't require you to have a degree in something. It doesn't require you to have, you know, all of these things that you think that you need. Like, yes, your impact does matter, but it's not the most important key to success and to your future in the beginning. And so my goal today is to help kind of lift the curtain for you so you can start to replicate more of my behind the scenes strategies instead of just, I don't know, copying someone else's content or what you see them doing, because that's simply not enough to model another person's success path. Like, you really do have to understand what happens behind the scenes. So if you've ever wondered, like, can I do this? Is there space for me? You know, am I too late? Am I big enough? You know, am I really capable to stand out, to make this happen, to have the business and life of my dreams? The answer is yes, when you learn these foundations and you have them in place. Now, the space is only getting bigger, which means the opportunities truly are endless. And that's the thing. And I think that that's the difference between, you know, people that see growth and see that as this scarcity, oh, something's going to be taken away from me because the space is so saturated now, versus someone that's like, space is saturated, which just means that there's going to be more opportunity here. There's going to be more money funneled here. There's going to be more people that want to be a part of this, right? So you have to see it as an opportunity, and you have to ask yourself, how am I using this opportunity to get me to where I want to be now and in the future? So here's how you can get started with your influential foundations now. These are five super simple, but often overlooked steps that will help you establish yourself as a major player in your niche, no matter what industry you're in, no matter how many clients you have, no matter if you don't even have social media, if your follower number is zero, right? And interestingly enough, they all start with the letter R, okay? And if you need a pen and paper to write these down, go ahead and grab that. Now, these are the same steps that I help so many of my clients and students create for themselves. And I really see people use these online every day, even if they realize it or not, right? Okay, so step one.
My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff, and it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show.
Relate to your audience. Now, what I mean by your audience, right? This is your prospect. This is the person that you are meant to serve on this planet. This is the person that eventually should become a customer of yours, right? So you got to relate to this person. Relating to this person requires stepping away from your own judgments and making an effort to understand that person without any bias. It means sharing your purpose to them and why you want to relate to them. So this means actually communicating and talking to your prospect, right? And how you do this is simple. You seek out opportunities to talk to these people from different areas of life, and then you listen. That's it. Ask a simple question to get started and be ready to give them your attention. You know, it could be as simple as, if you're traveling to a city that you've never been to before, you could ask your prospect if they've been there, what tips or must-see places that they have that you should look into. You know, if you are, you know, joining forces virtually, if you're going to be doing an Instagram Live or hosting a virtual conference, you can invite this prospect to join in on the conversation with you. So you're not just talking at them or to them all the time, but you're actually inviting them in to be a part of it. And so one way that I have to relate to them is that I want to celebrate that, right? Because that is not necessarily easy. It is not that, that takes vulnerable work, right? For someone to consistently show up, do the work, not have all the answers, be a support system for other people, and really stand out among the crowd. That is vulnerable stuff right there. And I feel like that needs to be celebrated. So that's why it is so important to give other people, your prospects, the people that you're meant to serve, time to talk about their ideas, their thoughts, and their feelings, and anything else that they want to share, because that's what allows me as a coach to show up and support and to serve them more. And it feels really good. It feels really good to send them, you know, a package in the mail. It feels really good to give them, you know, one-on-one time every single month that they did not expect. It feels really good to do that for me. And then it feels really good for them because they're being seen for the hard work that they're showing up to create. And so that's how I really try to relate to my community. That's just one example. So you really have to make a concerted effort to genuinely care and pay attention. You know, when you are able to relate to your audience or your community or your customer or your coaching clients, it has the potential to make both of you more connected and relatable to one another. And as I mentioned earlier, I've been doing this thing for a while now, right? For years, and know firsthand the opportunities that open up when you can relate to the people that you are meant to serve in a truly meaningful way. Now, if you're thinking, okay, Julie, I get you, but this is where I always get stuck. Don't worry. I'm going to let you in on a simple little trick that I have used over the years to help you with this. So all you have to do is remember why you started doing what you want to do in the first place. What was your purpose? What was your intention? What did you hope to accomplish? You know, and a really easy way to answer this question is, why do you pick up your phone every day to post on Instagram? Or why do you pick up your phone every day to respond to an email? Why is it that you do that? This is your purpose. And this is the foundation of your brand, of your business, and how it relates to your ideal customer, to your prospect. All right. So again, if you don't know your purpose, go back and listen to that episode that where I talked about that. It will help you kind of dive into this. All right. Step one, relate to your audience. Step two, re-engage with your person, with your prospect. Have you ever wanted to relate to your prospect, but you have a hard time getting them to engage, right? Well, if this happens, it's time for you to reshift and re-engage with them. Now, you can build a connection by having them think bigger, by challenging them to do what they love, by helping them see their life or work in a more positive way. And it's important to have your prospect's best interest at heart. Even if you're selling them something, right, or asking something of them, you need to approach the engagement from their perspective. Address their concerns, speak to their interests and passions, and share your story with them. That relatability key is so important. So if you love to write, for example, you can share about it on a blog. You can write it in a story. You can write it on social media. And if you're like me and you want to speak and teach, you could start a podcast or you could create a YouTube series. That's how I got started. That's how I have the clients that I have now, because I showed up on this podcast every single week sharing and speaking and teaching and asking questions and asking people to engage, asking people to let me know what their feedback is. Or if you want more real life connections, you can start small meetups if it's safe to do so in your area. You can create a focus group. You can create an in-person community that meets once a month if it's safe to do so, or you can start it virtually for now. You can attend live events when it's safe to do so. You can invite your prospect to meet you there. So many of you may not be sure exactly how your story connects with others, and that's also totally normal and totally okay. But you can begin to practice on your website or on social media by really testing out what kind of content and messaging that they're engaging with the most, right? So I hope this kind of helps you say that, like, or helps you see that showing up and taking action, it literally is the key to growth. You know, providing value is the key to growth and engagement. Engagement doesn't come from just thinking about something. Engagement comes from the action that you take. Don't worry about it being perfect. Don't worry about it being right. What's most important is that you just try to do it. And then your authenticity will resonate with that, right? All right. So on to step three. Reframe your prospect's thoughts by asking questions. And we've talked a little bit about this, but I'm really going to dive into this now. So when you ask thoughtful questions, that is going to be the quickest way for you to get super clear on what your audience wants and needs from you. And when I say audience, I use that word audience and prospect interchangeably, right? So you're going to get clear on what your prospect wants and needs and exactly how you can help them while also making sure that you're staying true to your own purpose. So all you have to do is give yourself permission to ask. You know, ask them how they would like to work with you. Ask them how you can support them. Ask them what their needs and passions are. Ask them if they have a challenge. Ask them, oh, that's interesting. What do you think? You know, give people the dignity and the power to lead, right? And what I've noticed with most people that I've supported along the way is that most of them find huge opportunities for growth and revenue in this step, because this is where the nitty-gritty unfolds. This is where you really learn about who your prospect is, why they're engaging with you, why they're buying from you, or why they're not buying from you, right? This is where your no's are important. This is where you really learn about the person that you're showing up and serving. So, and this is where you can kind of create that bigger engagement. And so why this is so important and why this works really so well, it's because people just love to talk about themselves, right? They love to know that people are curious about them. They love to know that people actually care to hear what they have to say. They love to be seen and heard. We're human beings. It's just part of our makeup. So I want to share with you five questions that you can start using today that will open up so many opportunities for you to learn more about your prospect. All right. Now, you could actually take time to answer these questions for yourself first, so you feel more comfortable asking it of other people. Okay. Question one, tell me a little bit about yourself. That's it. Question two, working on anything exciting lately? Question three, what was the highlight of your day or week? Question four, what are you most afraid of? And question five, what is one thing that I don't know about you that I would be surprised to know? That's it. It's so crazy what those five questions, what you can learn about somebody from those five questions and where it goes. Remember, listen, stay curious. It's all about the engagement. All right. Step four, request their support. Now, this step is the hardest for most people to do, but it's probably, I would say, the most important. And it's also the number one step that I see successful people who are making the biggest impact and profits on this planet do that most people do not do. You know, lots of people dream of having growth, right? But they never create or bring in the most fundamental tool in creating it. And that is asking. Most people struggle to grow because they don't ask for what they want, what they need. They don't request the support of other people. And I think that this is because we tend to underestimate that people actually want to help us, right? In fact, studies have shown that people tend to say yes three times as often as we thought that they would. So you can see how much potential for growth you might be missing out on because you're not requesting support from people. You're not asking for what you want and what you need. And how can you expect growth if you aren't asking for that support, right? How can you expect growth if you're not helping yourself get what you need to grow? So part of getting unstuck with your growth and establishing yourself as this successful, influential, profitable person is simply learning to ask questions, to make requests of support, and then to do that over and over again. And a great way to break the ice here is to bring your prospect into your process. Share your ideas and ask for their thoughts, their insights, their opinion. Then use their feedback to better your idea and then give them credit when you do. I do this every single month with my accelerator members. I send out a form at the end of every month, a quiz saying, okay, what helped you this month? What did not help you this month? You know, what are things that you think would help you? I take that feedback. I learn, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I never would have thought of that. Then I can go and make changes, provide more value. More people are happy. More people like to stay. More people like to be a part of it because they're seeing growth and change in their life. They're making money. Do you see how it works? So you have to bring your prospect in on the creation of what it is that you're doing, that you're asking them to be a part of. I'm telling you, when you do this, people, it's like they have more skin in the game at that point. They want to be a part of it. They want to see it grow and to do better because they're part of it as well. They're part of the decision-making process. All right, our final step is to respond with action and service. So we know that people love to know that their thoughts and opinions matter and that they've made an impact on your decisions, right? That was our first steps 1 through 4. Well, you need to now let them know this by actually responding to their thoughts and to their opinions with action. You know, if someone tells you that they want more of something or they want something to change or that they would find something more valuable if you tweaked or changed something, then give them that. If they tell you they want to, and I want to preface this by like, you can't be everything for everyone, right? I'm saying this is it, when I'm keeping in mind that you are actually talking to your right prospect. If you're talking to your wrong prospect, then they may give you information that doesn't help you. But if you actually know who you should be talking to and who your right prospect is, this is who you want to ask that to. And if they tell you that they, you know, what they want, then you got to create it for them. And I do want to point out that you have to keep, this is why your purpose is so important, because you have to keep your purpose and your passions in mind here. Because if what they ask you for is not a passion of yours, then there's no reason to create that. And I would kind of even say that this is probably not your ideal prospect. The goal here is to start responding to your ideal prospect with content and value and services and products that they're passionate about that also aligns with your purpose and what it is that you are meant here to do and what it is that they want from you. All right. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, I want to do a quick little recap. But before I do that, I want to say what I love the most about these steps is that they've given me the opportunity to share my purpose with my community in the most natural way. you know, I do this through the podcast. I do this through the content that I share here. I do this through Instagram stories. I do this a ton through coaching and my accelerator program. I do this through my other program, Pitch It Perfect. Diligently putting the steps into action was literally a turning point in my growth and influence. And how I made that happen was that I trusted myself and I knew where I wanted to go in the future. I stopped looking to my past to give me the answers that I needed today. And that helped me really connect with my ideal prospect in a whole new way. So once you use these five steps to show up and relate to your prospect, you will start to see your own influential foundations form, and you'll be establishing yourself as someone with influence and impact in your niche, and you'll start growing a base of prospects who cannot wait to support you, who want to buy from you, who believe you, who trust you, who want to be with you every step of that way. All right, quick recap. Step one, relate to your prospect. Step two, re-engage with your prospect. Step three, reframe their thoughts by asking questions. Step four, request their support. And step five, respond with action and service. All right, so what's next? Well, as you start to dive into this new month, this new day, as you start to gain more and more clarity and start building a stronger influence and foundation for yourself, you're going to start to feel like you have steps that you need to really grow with engagement, right? To really build more leverage, to really build more profit. But there's likely going to be another voice within you that says something like, I feel like I'm doing all the things, but I'm still not seeing growth. Or how can I turn my influential foundations into something that actually helps me make a lot of money? And I hear this a lot. So with that said, my goal for you is to just get curious about what it is that you need to make your goals happen. But my goal for you today is to start changing the way you think about and share your impact and start changing the way that you think about what it is that you need in order to grow in a way that is more effective, that actually gets you the income and the stability and the impact and the influence that you really want. We control our thoughts, right? We do. We have the power to control our thoughts. It's an awesome thing. So let's do that. And let's actually have our thoughts work for us, not against us, right? All right, guys, thank you for being here today. And I'll see you next week.
As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff.